Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Using Your Keys broadcast. This is your host, Prophet Valerie Burrell. Grateful for another opportunity to come and share relevant teaching with our listening audience. We thank you for joining the Empowerment Police Ministry this morning, as we are a ministry with a heart to help those who have been broken, who have been bruised and damaged, to let you know that when you properly use the Word of God, the laws that He set in place for us, we can overcome. So we thank you. We want to encourage that if you ever have prayer requests or questions, you can always email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Again, that's empower_yourself@yahoo.com. And we'd be happy to reach out to you. Well, this morning we're going to talk about how sometimes we get a little discouraged and we lose it. But we're thankful to God that because of Him, we're able to keep it together. But if I had to give a topic to you, what we're about to do this morning, I would call it, I almost lost it. So, Father, we thank you this morning for this teaching time. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the anointing to teach. We ask now that this word would go forth with clarity and power, that it would do what you desire it to do. Holy Spirit, I submit to you now to lead and guide and instruct, finding now every hindrance so that this word can go forth. We thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I'm going to go to the word in Psalm 73. And read verses 1 through 17. Psalm 73, verses 1 through 17. I'm reading to you from New King James Version. It reads this way: truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. But there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have no more than heart could wish. They have more than heart could wish. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongues walk through the earth. Therefore, his people return here, and waters of a full cup are drained by them. And they say, how does God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, there are the ungodly, who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day I have plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood therein. Wow. That's a whole lot right there. But we're going to do the best we can in the few moments that we have to share with you about how I almost lost it. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Almost lost it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When you look at this passage of Scripture, we see here this psalm talking about the tragedy of the wicked and how if we would just hold on, there is blessedness if we trust God. You read it, you see that the people were becoming discouraged because of what they were seeing. They had issues with the church, issues with what they were seeing in the world versus what they were seeing with, quote unquote, those believers who were doing the right thing. There were challenges. I know often that I've encountered people who have been a part of a ministry and for whatever reason get discouraged and have all kinds of things to say about the leaders and about the ministry. And in that, they lose sight of what God desires for them, and they're focused on what they're seeing. When we see the wealth of the wicked, and as a believer, you find yourself struggling, sometimes you might say, well, God, when is my turn coming? When am I going to get my riches? When am I going to get what you have in store for me? When is my time coming? And again, in paying attention to what others have, you may actually miss seeing what God has for you right now. We're not going to get all the same things in life. We're not. We're not going to have an equal measure, but we're going to have the fair measure that God intended for us. Now, if you're worried about the tangible things, because in the Word it says, you know, here, they had more. They had more than their heart could wish. Their eyes bulge with abundance. And there are probably times when you and I have been at a point of lack, not having anything, wondering what we were going to do next. But it's not that way. God has a way of turning things around for us to bless us and to bless us in abundance. But we have to stay focused. Stay focused on what it is He wants from us. There are times when we feel like because I'm righteous, I'm suffering, that I have to suffer. And the wicked are the ones who are going to always prosper. But we've got to mature in our understanding of God's timing for our lives. And then we also have to make sure that we are in alignment with what God desires us to be doing. How many times, and I ask this question to those who are part of Empowerment Place and even Live at Five, how many times, and we just talked about this, I think, last week, about when God speaks to us and God gives us some instructions, but we come up with excuses as to why we're not doing or can't do what God has spoken. And then we wonder why we're not experiencing the abundance of blessings that we desire. God is saying this morning, take your eyes off of what you see, off of what you see in yourself, and especially what you see in others. God has been good to us, and He will continue to be great to us. He has been better to us than we've been to ourselves, but we start measuring how much He's done for me versus how much He's done for someone else. And then we have the audacity to feel some kind of way. I thank God that there was a time that I almost lost it, because I was doing exactly what this was. I was looking out at what others were doing and how God was blessing and how God was moving. And I had lost sight of what God was doing in Valerie's life at that very moment. You have to ask yourself, when the Word tells us, you know, how God takes care of the birds of the air and all the animals of the field, they want for nothing. How can you even imagine that the great God that we serve would give to the wicked but not take care of His own? We call Him Abba Father. We call Him Daddy. What kind of father would neglect his own sons and daughters to take care of others? Not the God that we serve. Not the God that we serve. How many times have you doubted God? How many times have you doubted yourself? We have to look at whether our faith is in place or whether we're going to let doubt override us. Where are you in that? Verse 10 of that passage of Scripture says, therefore his people return here, and waters of a full cup are drained by them. And they saw, and they say, excuse me, how does God know? And is there knowledge in this Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day I have been plagued and chastened every morning, watching and doubting. I'm saying, look at these ungodly. They got it going on, and here I am over here struggling. Do you understand? And again, I'm telling you, I almost lost it. But when I understood, when I came back to myself, I had to get my faith in check. I had to know who I am in God. I had to understand my assignment in the kingdom. And I had to realize that with God, I win. You've got to know that because you're walking in obedience, because you're understanding who you are in the kingdom, because you understand your purpose and his intent, don't you know that the trials and tribulations are going to come? And sometimes it seems like they're coming faster and they're more intense every time they come. But it's to get your mind off track. You are important in the kingdom. You are important to God. What he's given you is important. But it's going to require that you have a bit, not a bit, that you have some discipline. Not a bit. We've got to be disciplined. We have to be disciplined. We have to know that we can keep our mind stayed on Jesus. We've got to know that we can keep our mind stayed on his plan for our lives. We've got to know that we can't get distracted by what we feel, by what we see. We know that we've got to keep a fine-tuned ear to hear what God is saying. And then we've got to have a mind to do what he says. What he says. We know the enemy is always going around roaring like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And you're easily setting yourself to be in a place to be devoured if you're always watching to see what others are doing and how others are seemingly being blessed by God. When many times it could be works of iniquity that are causing their wealth to increase. Stand fast to who we are. Although it's true that we almost lost it, we've got to know that God is God and that he's going to take care of his own. Verse 17 says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Until I went into the sanctuary. What is the sanctuary of God? Of course, everybody looks at the building where believers come together and join together corporately to honor and to worship God. But as God shows this to me, when I came into the sanctuary, then I understood the thing. God is speaking to our spirit. When we come into the knowledge and understanding of who he is with us, within us, we are the temple, we are the tabernacle. Each of us as individuals, once we get into alignment and understand what God would have for us, who he is to us and who we are to him, then we begin to understand what God is doing. And I have to admit to you that I ask questions. I ask questions. I ask questions. Because the word tells us, with all that getting, get understanding. With wisdom being the principal key, I ask questions because I want to understand, God, what is it that you want from me? What is it that you're requiring of me at this very moment? And then we're comforted. Because see, when I say I almost lost it, I did. But that was a time that I wasn't relying on the Holy Spirit that dwells within me and that dwells within you. Those times when we almost lost it, it's because we were in the way and not acknowledging the gift of the Holy Spirit that has been placed within us the moment we got saved. The Holy Spirit said that he would be there to comfort, to guide, to protect, to teach us, to show us truth, but yet we find ourselves wanting to see what we see, know what we want, know, do what we do, say what we say, and in all of that, when I almost lost it, I was looking for people to join in with me, to throw me a pity party. And, you know, so what happens when you want that attention, that negative attention? You start to exaggerate your situation to make it look bigger than it is so that you can get more sympathy. But you know that in those moments when we're exaggerating truth, the only thing it does is weaken your fabric of faith. And it shows as a sign of spiritual immaturity. Let me encourage you this morning. Don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Don't give in to other voices that you hear speaking concerning the blessings that await you. Change your perspective on what you see so that as you're looking out, you know, we would always hear the saying, the grass is greener on the other side. And we know it's not. That's plastic grass over there. And we walking on the real thing. I'm just saying. Sometimes there's just a camouflage in place to cause you to lose focus. God is going to perfect everything that concerns Him. Everything in us that concerns Him, He is going to perfect. But in the process of being perfected in Him, we have to be wise. We have to be aware. We have to discern. To be wise, we have to be aware, and we have to discern. There are going to be seasons in our lives when we need help. There are going to be seasons in our lives that we're going to want to help others. And that's good. As we're giving and as we're receiving, don't lose focus on what God is doing. Don't look at what you have and consider it lack. I'm telling you all, some years back, I had what I thought was my dream home, 4 bedrooms, 2 full baths, my living room, dining room, kitchen, family room with a fireplace, an office, a large utility room, a deck, a fenced-in porch, a driveway paved. I thought life was wonderful. Life was wonderful. And then life circumstances happened. And I had to struggle to keep the house until one day God spoke to me and He said, let it go. And I said, but God, how is that going to look to people? I mean, God, I do this, and God, I do that, and God, I'm your servant, and blah, 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 blah. I went on with this list. I had my own little tangent about what it was going to look like to other people and how it was going to make me feel to lose a tangible thing. And He said, trust me, let it go, and let me show you what I'm going to do for you in 3 days. And so as He stated, I began to give away everything. I had 4 bedrooms. A house full of furniture. And I gave away everything except for bare necessities for myself and my children. And like God spoke in 3 days, he had provided for us another place. And I kept just enough to fill that space comfortably. I had to ask him to forgive me for my moments of doubt. Because on one hand, I was listening to him because I know I needed shelter. But the other side of that coin was Valerie in her selfish place, feeling some kind of way because she was having to give up her big house. And then looking at others that she was connected to and how they still had everything they had. I didn't know what cost was being paid for them to keep it, but I know what I saw. And I know how it made me feel. Made me question for a moment. Does he really care about me? And then I had to shake myself. When I came back into the sanctuary, when I came back to my place of understanding, it was evident to me that although I almost lost it, God was right there in every step that I was taking. In every phase and every part of that process to get me from point A to point B, God was right there. He was right there. So this morning, you might be one who feels like you're about to lose it. You've been looking out at others and seeing what they have. Seeing what they've been doing, seeing how they're prospering, and it had you feeling some kind of way. Well, I encourage you this morning, keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes focused on Father. Stay focused on his plan for your life. Know that he is still working things out for you. You can't give up. We have some callers on the line this morning, and thank you for joining us. If you have questions or comments, please press 1, and I'll let you in on the line. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning. Listen, glad to be here this morning.
Good to have you, Elder.
Yes, yes. And every time I hear the word lack, I just cringe. I have to cringe because we have a God that has everything, that made everything, that made everything available to us. There is no lack to him. And once we lose sight of the word lack and having lack and become content, then we'll see that our little tent is just as great as someone else's mansion. But that word lack, we got to lose it. I had to lose it for myself. I looked around and saw what I didn't have and what wasn't enough. And I think someone posted, read a post just the other day about, you know, having enough. I am enough. It is enough. And he is more than enough. And as we look around and we focus on what we don't have and, you know, and what's not enough, it's never going to be enough and we never will have. Yeah. As soon as we get content with what it is he does bless us with, and he blesses us with so much. You know,
yeah. So much.
It becomes,
and that's the thing. You know, and it focuses on our ability to receive what he has already done and what he's already doing instead of setting an expectation of what it is we expect versus what he's already doing.
And then I believe Prince has some lyrics that says, money might talk, but what it does it say? You have to get busy if you want to get paid. We sit around praying for the things that we want, and we sit praying, and then we look and wait for it to appear. It don't happen that way. You the word says if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. And if you don't eat, you're sure not going to get a house and a car and a closet full of shoes. You got to work for it. And sometimes we have to work harder than others, and we can't look at how someone else receives their blessings. He doesn't function that way. You know, we can just go to the zoo and look at the very different animals and how he blesses them with their various colors and beauty. Just to walk through a garden, no one and nothing gets blessed the same way, gets blessed the same way. So, right. And we got to take what he gives and not just take it, we got to work for it, we got to serve, we got to give. We have to be the blessing to someone else that we want for ourselves.
Amen.
You know, if you have $5, you better be able to give somebody else 10.
Amen. 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 Perspective. How important it is for us to have the right perspective of what God wants for us.
Okay. Yeah. Prayer is not a magic spell. Prayer is just an early conversation with him, praising and worshiping him, thanking him for what we do have, thanking him for what he will give us. Because he wants so much more. He's made it all. Everything belongs to
him. It helps
him,
yeah.
He desires that we have. No lack, never lack with him. Never lack with him.
Amen.
Truly always abundance.
Amen. Amen.
I'm grateful finally came to that realization. Yeah. Had to.
Amen. Thank you. Don't go anywhere because I'll ask you to close us out in just a few minutes. Amen.
Thank you.
grateful. As Elderlisa shared, we have to get lack out of our conversation concerning what it is we have. Because sometimes when we look at what we feel like we're missing, that's what pushes us to the point of losing it. And God said, nah, that's not going to be it. You're not going to lose it because I'm right here. I'm taking care of your every situation. I am in control. You have just got to trust me. You have got to trust me. You have got to trust me. We have a caller from North Carolina. Last four digits, 1245. If you are able to come live, would you please press 1? Because I want you to just speak to what it means to you to trust God if you're available. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
I knew you were going to pick
morning.
Me. I knew you were going to have me come up.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing good. This everything
Amen.
That you are saying from the moment that you open, I was praying about that yesterday.
Amen.
I was. And I asked God to help me with understanding, and I got it.
Amen.
And
Amen.
What it means for me to trust God, that was a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still learning that.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Everything that you're saying, I don't think I was really trusting him, like fully,
mm-hmm.
but I'm getting
Amen.
There.
Amen. That makes sense.
And I thank you for that this morning.
Amen. We praise God for that. We have to, especially, and that's one thing that I can appreciate about what God does with Empowerment Place Ministries is that we are mindful that individuals that we minister to have not always been in church, have not always had a relationship with Father, don't know the protocol always and just sort of haphazardly fall into some things concerning God. But we know, too, that it's a process, not just for those who are new in Christ, but even for those of us who've had a relationship for a while, that trusting Him is a process because we've been hurt. We've been injured by people who said that they love God, they know God, they're His servants, they're His pastors, preachers, teachers, whatever the case may be, that they belong to Him, and they're the very ones who have inflicted pain. So then we begin to feel like if you are of God and you're hurting me, then God must be hurting me because He's letting you do this. So building trust is a process. And I'm not saying that's your situation, Linda, but I'm saying for many of us, because we've been hurt, it's hard to trust. And so, yes, it is a process. So I thank you for that honesty this morning. And I'm grateful that this word has been a help to you today. Because if you're honest, like I was honest, there's probably been some moments that you've almost lost it too.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you this morning, and we just know that as you continue to grow in the things of God, that trusting Him is going to get easier and easier as you begin to see Him manifest more and more of what it is He desires for you now. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
You as well. Thank you.
Elder Lisa?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to get you to pray us out. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Using your keys and the Empowerment Place Ministries, God is doing great things, and I'm going to say we are on the grow. There's some things that God's going to be implementing next month. We're going to be changing some things up a little bit, but it's all in line with teaching God's people, giving them knowledge and understanding of what God wants from us and what God wants to do for us. So we ask that you would pray for us. And if this ministry has been a blessing to you, if any of the messages that you've heard have been a blessing to you, we ask that you consider sowing into the ministry so that the broadcast can continue. You can do that using PayPal, and the email address is empower_yourself@yahoo.com. We would greatly appreciate anything that you want to sow into us. Oh, bless God, to aid us and continuing the work that God has given us to do. We thrive on, not thrive, that's a wrong word. Holy Spirit, thank you. We are encouraged by those who have shared with us testimony of how the messages have been a blessing to them. So we ask also that if something you've heard has blessed you, share it with others. Consider following our show and even joining us in prayer live at 5. That format will be changing again in May, but we will keep you posted. If you have prayer requests, remember, you can email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com, or you can call us at 804-658-3159. Well, it looks like Elder Lisa lost connection. Every day, we encourage you to do something to empower yourself. Once you've been empowered, we're hoping that you take the responsibility to empower someone else. You've got to know that you are the key to your own empowerment, and you are empowered by using your key. So, Father, we thank you this morning for this teaching time. We thank you for every word that's been spoken. We thank you for the seeds that have been planted. We thank you for the seeds that have been watered. And we thank you that, Father, you are going to bring the increase in all areas. We ask, God, that you would allow this word to marinate in the spirits of your people who have received it today. God, that they won't lose it. They will trust you, knowing that you have all things under control. God, that they would begin to be aware, that they would be wise, that they would understand, that they would discern, that they would trust you, Father. We thank you this morning. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. I do lift Lisa to you this morning. I lift Linda to you this morning. I pray, God, for the increase of her faith. I pray, God, that she would trust you even the more because of the great things that you're doing in her life, even now. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. And we count these things done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, listeners. We hope that you join us again next week for another key to being empowered with God's word. God bless you.